Blog Talk Radio. For joining me today, and I'm going to go back into Hosanna part two, meaning of Hosanna in the highest. I just pray that God be with me with this word. As always, I pray for those that are sick and shut in, those that are struggling through the COVID virus, those are stressing or distressing about it, that he keeps you. God will help you. God will get you through this. Just your faith and your hope is needed, and God will surely bless you. Amen. Amen. All right, here we go. Part two, meaning of Hosanna in the highest. I gave you a scenario about the meaning. The phrase Hosanna in the highest appears only twice in the Bible, in Matthew and in Mark. And when Jesus rode on the donkey into Jerusalem, the people were crowded around the gate, watching Jesus enter in, and he was riding on the donkey, and they were celebrating and calling out, "Hosanna to Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And this is in Matthew 21:9 and Mark 11:10, records the crowd saying, "Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." The NIV translate that shout as "Hosanna in the highest heaven." Amen. Amen. The word Hosanna comes from the Hebrew word meaning "save now" or "save us, we pray." The first word of Psalms 118:25 is Hosanna, translated "save us." And the crowd's use of this word at that triumphal entry was significantly, especially as they wave palm branches, was it was associated with the Feast of Tabernacles. By saying Hosea as Jesus passed through the gates of Jerusalem and referring to David and David's kingdom, the Jews were acknowledging Jesus as their Messiah. The Jews had been waiting a long time for the fulfillment of the David covenant, and their shouts of Hosanna in the highest indicated the hope that the Messiah had finally come to set up God's kingdom. And then there, by saying in the highest, the crowd was invoking heaven's blessings on them and the salvation that the Messiah was bringing. The phrase also echoes the song of angels, "Glory to God in the highest." To paraphrase the shouts of the cry, "Save us, our Messiah who comes to fulfill God's mission. Save us. We beseech you as you take your rightful throne and extend heaven's salvation to us. Sadly, the salvation that the people of Jerusalem wanted that day was political, not spiritual. They were only interested in a temporary worldly fulfillment of the Messiah prophecies. They chose not to see the prophecies that said the Messiah would be a man of sorrows who bear the grief of his people and be crushed for their sins. His oppression and death were clearly predicted in Isaiah 53. Yes, Jesus was the Messiah they had been waiting for, and he accepted their shouts of Hosanna in the highest, and he was truly Emmanuel, God with us. But the political conquest and final fulfillment of David's covenant must await the second coming. And you'll find that in Acts 1:11 and Zechariah 14:4 and Matthew 24:30 and Titus 2:13. Before Jesus could take care of the political problems of his people, he had to take care of the sin problem. As the people shouted Hosanna in the highest, little did they know what that would actually mean. Jesus has come to save, but not in the manner they desire. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Their cries of salvation and their demand that it come now were answered with the cross. God provided a spiritual salvation from the bondage of sin, but at great cost to the Lord Jesus. But the blessed results of that salvation extend into eternity and far outweigh any temporary benefits we could experience in this world. That is my second part of Hosanna, word of encouragement. Please do not take this lightly, because Jesus shed his blood for us. He took on our sins so we could be saved. Always remember that. Amen. Amen. I am Evangelist Faye, and that was my word for today, and I will see you Friday. Amen. Amen.